In a bustling home with six kids running around, it doesn't take very long for 4-year-old Hassan to fit right in. It's Hassan's third day in the United States, where he's staying with the host family. He plays video games with one of their 5 kids on a smartphone.
Oh, you want to trade?
He's the only child of Mohammed and Ebtisam, who want only their first names used because of security reasons. They smile when I ask about their son. They tell me he's happy. For most of his young life, Hassan has been escaping war in Syria. The family is from the city of Daraa. That's where a group of teenagers was arrested and tortured in 2011 for writing anti-government graffiti on a wall. This was the event that sparked protests across Syria, which turned into the current civil war. Mohammed says he was accused of being associated with those teenagers, and his family became targets of the regime.
I was subjected to a lot of security checkpoints and humiliations. Then they attacked Daraa. The attack was very scary, lots of firing. I was afraid for my wife and my child, my only child, so I decided to leave and head to Jordan.
Ebtisam says Syria became unbearable for them to live in.
My husband and son, I was afraid for them. He was my only son. I couldn't bear anything bad to happen to him, like the killing that we were seeing. We decided to leave.
They've been in Jordan since 2012, where they applied for refugee status and were accepted to the U.S. Between them, they say they've lost 4 close family members and many friends and neighbors. Ebtisam gets emotional thinking about her sister. Mohammed says the sister had several kids, the youngest one just a toddler.
3 girls.
3 girls.
Girl 1 year and 2 months. Boom.
He pounds his chest. Boom. The sister was shot by a sniper.
You know, those of us here in America are afraid of the unknown. For them, it's known. You know, we're afraid of things that we think might happen. They're fleeing things that did happen.
That's Joshua Siwiki. He's the Atlanta director for World Relief, the agency that's helping the family resettle. Mohammed says it took more than 2.5 years, 6 interviews, 4 with the U.S., 2 with the United Nations, to come to Georgia. But because of security concerns, Governor Nathan Deal has directed all state agencies to stop helping Syrian refugees.
When you have a majority of the American public having grave concerns about a specific group of refugees, the federal government owes it to the people of this country and to the people of Georgia to give us more assurances than they have given us to this point.
Deal says he's concerned with the federal government's vetting process and wants more information. Mohammed and Ebtisam are still waiting to see if they can get any refugee aid in Georgia, like food stamps and Medicaid. To fill the gap, a Marietta church has stepped up. Brian Wright is the senior pastor of Johnson Ferry Baptist Church in East Cobb County. He says he disagrees with the governor's position.
The church's role and the calling of the Christian is to reach out with love for our neighbor, and our neighbor includes everyone, and especially those in need. And I can't think of anyone that is more in need than Syrian refugees who have often lost everything.
The church is helping Mohammed and Ebtisam with food and rent and has vowed to help future Syrian refugees in Georgia. For Mohammed and Ebtisam, they say they're enjoying being in Georgia so far.
We want our freedom. We want to live a full life. I want my son to have a good education and health. I hope that our entire life will change for the better.
Mohammed says he wants to find a job, support his family, and raise Hassan in peace. LEU WABE News.